With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to partly allow birthright citizenship restrictions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Federal judges in three states have blocked the executive order that would deny citizenship to those born after February 19th whose parents are in the country illegally. So the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to narrow those orders from the lower courts. In the emergency request, the Justice Department argues that individual judges lack the power to issue nationwide injunctions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A letter President Trump wrote to Iran's supreme leader in an attempt to jumpstart talks over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program has arrived in the Iranian capital.
Now, from what we're hearing from Iran, it's unclear whether or not they're going to be able or want to negotiate. Iran has so far, through Khamenei, through other officials, signaled that it won't negotiate under duress. However, Tehran is facing a lot of economic challenges because of these U.S. sanctions imposed on the country over the program. And the U.S., under Trump, has dialed up its campaign of maximum pressure targeting the country. Meanwhile, we've seen the Iranians, they're reaching out to the Chinese, they're reaching out to the Russians, trying to sort of triangulate their positions. And the Europeans are also trying to have their own negotiations with Iran.
That's correspondent John Gambrell reporting. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer has announced he's ready to start the process of considering a Republican-led spending bill to prevent a midnight Friday government shutdown. As the Senate opened with one day to go before Friday's midnight deadline, Republican Senate Majority Leader John Thune said it's time to fish or cut bait. This is SRN News. Satanists in Kansas are planning an event.
On Friday, March 28th, members of a group called the Satanic Grotto say they will gather on the grounds of the state capitol in Topeka and, quote, dedicate it to the glory of Satan. On its Facebook page, the group goes on to say that, quote, we will be performing rites of the black mass. God will fall and Kansas will be embraced by the black flame of Lucifer. Christian organizations in the state are urging believers to pray during the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An abortion advocacy group wants states to stop requiring clinics to file reports on every abortion. The Guttmacher Institute claims Republicans might use such information against both abortion doctors and patients. Pro-life advocates reject that charge and accuse Guttmacher of seeking to hide what abortion doctors and clinics are doing. Meanwhile, Michigan has halted required reporting on abortions. This is SRN News. Motorists beware, there's a new scam making the rounds.
The FBI has been flooded with thousands of complaints this month. Bogus text messages impersonating state highway toll authorities claim recipients have unpaid or outstanding tolls that, if not paid, could result in fines or suspended driving privileges. It's an attempt to trick you into sending money or sharing sensitive information like credit or debit cards or bank accounts. Don't fall for it. It's just another scam. Rich Thomason reporting.
John Feinstein, one of the country's foremost sports writers and author of numerous best-selling books, has died unexpectedly, according to his brother Robert Feinstein. John Feinstein was 69. He died of natural causes at his brother's home in McLean, Virginia. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.